T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with me right now is Barbara Durkin. She is the director of the Lackawanna Susquehanna Office of Drug and Alcohol Programs. Happy New Year, Barbara.
Oh, thanks. Same to you. Same to you.
Now, listen, this is a good program. It's called what? Healthy Moms, right?
Correct. It's called Healthy Moms, which stands for healthy, and then the moms is maternal opiate medical support. And it's a collaborative program through my office and the Wright Center, Maternal Family Health Service, and their Circle of Care Outreach, which is used to be EOTC, and they're a community-based provider within Lackawanna County, and then Community Care Behavioral Health, the Lackawanna County Office of Youth and Family Services, and then most recently we've brought on Geisinger as a partner on the program as well.
I know, I've been on the website, and we'll give people the information on how to connect to it in a little while, but before we get into the specifics of the MOMS program, the Lackawanna Susquehanna County Drug and Alcohol Program, like what services do you guys offer? What do you guys do?
So we are the single county authority for both Lackawanna and for Susquehanna County, and we serve as a place for individuals who need a screening, assessment, and referral to any level of care for someone suffering from a substance use disorder. Plus, we can pay for people's treatment if they are either underinsured or uninsured. And we provide access to a case manager 24 hours a day. So we have like normal business hours, which are 8:30 to 4:30 in our office. And then we have an after hours on call system for people who need some assistance after hours. And we have a human who answers that phone 24/7.
So if someone is listening to us right now and they or a loved one has an alcohol or a drug problem, in Lackawanna or Susquehanna County, they can call your office and get advice or help.
Correct. Yes. They would, you know, a person would answer the phone, they would do a quick screening, and then would determine, as long as the person was agreeable, would determine what treatment would be best for them. And then we could actually pay for that treatment or help the individual, if they have insurance, connect with their benefits to obtain a placement.
Okay. Now, the MOMS program obviously is directed towards women. Is that because we've got a significant female problem with opioids?
Yes, yes. Actually, the Department of Drug and Alcohol Programs at the state released this grant opportunity to all counties within the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, but we're really focused on counties that had a high incidence of NAS, which is neonatal abstinence syndrome, and our incidence of NAS is very high compared to other counties across the state.
Now,
which is why we were, you know, we had obviously a nice application, but I think it was one of the reasons why we were awarded the opportunity, because our problem here specifically in Lackawanna County is pretty problematic, and then the same is the case for Susquehanna County, which we represent as well.
Well, you know, knowing the political circle, I know that it didn't just happen, you know, magically, that you guys had to be fighting for this, and I just want to thank you for that, because I know sometimes how hard it is to deal with the red tape, but I'm glad you got this program going. Now, I know this is a basic question, but just for the audience, what is the danger to the woman and the child if you're dealing with some very serious drugs?
Well, I mean, there's obviously the danger to the fetus. I'm no doctor, so, you know, I'm not making any statements based on being a medical professional, but there's obviously the danger to the fetus. There's the danger to the mom. There's the overdose risk. And then if someone continues to use throughout their pregnancy and then delivers, there's the danger to the baby, which is where the, you know, neonatal abstinence syndrome comes into play.
What kind of drugs are we seeing in the area?
Well, I mean, I think anyone suffering from a substance use disorder will use any number of drugs. This particular program is focused on opioids, knowing that there are a large number of women, but moms who are using opioids. Some are using them simply because they were prescribed them through a doctor and then perhaps got pregnant and the doctor would not continue to prescribe them for them and didn't have the appropriate protocol to, say, titrate them off. Others have just been suffering from a substance use disorder for years and got pregnant and unfortunately didn't have the resources or the ability to connect to treatment. So we're really trying to meet people where they're at. We're connecting moms when they deliver their babies. So this program is not only for pregnant women, but it's for women with children or postpartum women. So we can connect people to the program once they deliver their baby. We can connect people to the program when they go to their OBGYN for their prenatal appointments. We're really trying to find moms who we think would benefit from this program and then get to them sooner rather than later so that they're healthy and their babies are healthy and then we can provide them with whatever services they need to assist them.
Now, the services, is it an inpatient rehab program?
So, no, though that's part of it. The way we're doing this is depending on where the mom is at, should she still be pregnant, we're doing a full level of care assessment, like a screening and intake, determining the appropriate level of care, and then placing the mom in that level of care. That can include inpatient treatment. So we've been in conversations with many inpatient facilities who might be willing to take pregnant women, and then, provide the appropriate prenatal care to them when they're in inpatient. Most of the moms who are connected to the program, there are about 13 moms right now connected, are in outpatient treatment and then are receiving medication-assisted treatment, buprenorphine or methadone. They're the two main medications that are used for pregnant women who are wanting to come off of their opiate that they're using.
Now, we had this question that came up when we had the distribution of the naloxone a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And, people were texting me and asking, well, if I go get that, am I going to be arrested? And so my question to you, and I've got a couple of texts that have come in already and said, if I contact you and I get help, is Children and Youth going to jump down my throat?
No. We have children and youth involved in our program simply because they have some resources, housing-related resources. They have some other financial resources that we cannot otherwise provide. But no, children and youth will not jump down their throat. Really, my experience with children and youth here in Lackawanna County is they really want to help the families. Their goal is really to keep the family unit together. And if that means that they're involved for purposes of keeping the family unit together, they will be. Now, when a mom delivers a baby, children and the mom is, or the baby is born addicted or has substances in their system, typically children and youth will be called. But in most cases, as long as the mom is getting the appropriate treatment that she needs, children and youth will not do anything. They'll simply ensure that the mom is doing okay, that the baby is doing okay, and will provide resources if necessary. But the goal is not to take kids away from their families.
So in some ways, being involved in this program protects the family because, children and youth would know you're reaching out for help and doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, the big question. How do people get in touch with you? I want phone numbers, I want website information, and then we're going to put this on our website so people can continue to get the information.
Great. So do you want the information as to, I can give you both. I can give you the information for the Healthy Moms program.
You give me everything. I want anybody that can get help to get it from you.
Okay. So my office is the Lackawanna-Susquehanna Office of Drug and Alcohol Programs. And our case management number is 570-963-6315. And that's the number to call for my office during normal business hours. We're located in the new government center in Scranton, so it's 123 Wyoming Avenue, and we're on the fourth floor. Our on-call The number for that is 570-840-8475. And again, that's manned by a human, one of my case managers. We rotate a phone. And regardless of whatever hour you call, someone will connect with you and then try to assist to get you into treatment.
Now,
The Healthy Moms program, the telephone number to contact someone for that, it would be Maria Colcharno. She is currently the Director of Addiction Services at the Wright Center, and she's managing the referrals and the intakes for the program. And that telephone number is 570-955-7821. And the website for that is www.healthymoms.org, and Healthy Moms is all one word.
And there's lots of information there. And again, we'll put the, these numbers and the link on our website. Barbara, thanks for what you're doing. This is a great program, and I hope we get lots of people responding to it.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. And if anyone needs anything, again, the case management number that I gave is the direct way you can reach me. I'm always happy to answer any questions or meet with anyone who is interested.
Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks. You, too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.